Aerox with Dance, and you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This song is really enjoyable, and I believe that most people will be dancing in the party and talking about party. Recently, Indonesia has the Democratic quote-unquote party, in which we have the election. Last year, we know we have also the, not only the general election, but also the regional election. But in Indonesia, listener, in our democratic system, not only we have the election, but after that, after the election is finished, there is also, of course, some dispute that is being processed by our constitutional court, and this is the legal mechanism that Indonesia have. And to see how effective this is and guaranteeing the electoral justice and also in realizing our democracy, today we are going to have the morning talk about election dispute, justice or reform. And has been joining us on Zoom, we have the first one is Bapak Pan M. Faiz, the head of public relations at Protocol Bureau of Indonesian Constitutional Court. Good morning, Pak Faiz.
Good morning, Steve. How are you going?
I'm fine, thank you very much for asking. And also, Bapak Hilmawan S. Tubagio, the Chairperson of Association of Constitutional Law and Administrative Law Educators in East Java. Good morning, Pak Hilmawan.
Good morning, Steve. How is today? Pak Pan. Good morning, Pak Pan. It's good.
Good morning.
Okay. Nice to be here.
So I wish that everybody is having a good morning. So, gentlemen, I would like to begin with Pak Pan or Pak Faiz. Should I call you Pak Faiz or Pak Pan?
Faiz.
Okay. Okay, so Pak Faiz, this is a question from our newsroom. They requested, how many regional health election dispute cases that has been processed recently by the Constitutional Court?
The Constitutional Court has received 310 cases, and it has been going examined, and we have decided 270 cases so far. So it's remaining 40 cases, and even this morning, the judge still examined several cases. Yep.
Okay, so I would like to know, this is for the people out there who hasn't come to Indonesia, but they want to know about Indonesian justice system. So, Pak Faiz, how does a dispute over regional election results are reached in the Constitutional Court?
Regional head candidates who are dissatisfied with the election results due to, for example, alleged violations, fraud, errors in vote counting, they may submit a request for the annulment of the election results before the court. However, there are certain requirements that must be met before filing an election result dispute. First, regarding legal standing, the petitions or the applicants must be submitted by a pair of regional election candidates. So it cannot be submitted only by a candidate of governor or a candidate of vice governor. It has to be a pair of the candidates or an accredited election observers. Second, they are also regarding the time limit for filing an application. The petitions must be submitted no later than 3 working days after Regional Election Commission announced the election results. There is also a requirement, what we call threshold requirement for filing an application, which is a vote margin between the petitioner or applicants and the winning candidate, ranging from 0.5% to 2% of the valid votes. And the important things, the applications must include clear arguments regarding the alleged violations or vote counting errors supported by relevant evidence. That's the requirement that has to be submitted by any application.
And in processing these applications, normally how long does it take until the case is settled?
The court itself has an obligation to resolve all the cases not more than 45 days. But we have make a decisions faster than the time required. We have declared 270 cases on the last 4 and 5 February, and then we still have 40 cases. It will be declared next week on Monday, 24th February 2025.
Okay, so no more than next Monday.
Actually, we still have more time, but we can resolve all the cases hopefully faster than the time required.
And of course, and the legal system and also in justice, everybody wants to know that everybody processing the case is impartial. So how does the Constitutional Court ensure that its decisions are not only final, but also impartial?
That's a good question, Steve. There are two legal terms. You said the finality of the court decisions and the impartiality. Let me explain first about the finality. It is based on our constitution and constitutional court law, decisions of the court are final and binding. What is the final and binding? This means that once a decision is issued, no further legal remedies can be pursued, such as appeals or annulment by other courts. So all parties, election organizer and state institution must comply with the constitutional court decisions. Regarding the impartiality, we assure the public, including Indonesians abroad who are following this discussion, that all cases handled by the court are examined fairly, impartially, and without bias. Several key measures support our commitment as the court. One is transparency and open hearings. All case examinations are conducted openly and transparently. Public and international community, they can follow every hearing via live streaming on the Constitutional Court official YouTube channel. Even for two-day hearings, if we open our YouTube channel, you can see the live streaming of the hearings. And additionally, the proceedings are recorded and transcribed into text, allowing all parties and public to review them at any time. So this ensures that public can verify and compare the proceeding or the hearings process with the final decisions issued by the court. In addition, the court has divided the judge into three panels to handle cases. However, each panel is prohibited from examining election disputes from the region where each member originated. So this mechanism also helps prevent any potential conflict of interest. And we also have what we call a right of recusal. So this is in legal term what we call hak ingkar in Bahasa Indonesia, where if there is a hearing dispute, one of disputing party has a family relationship with the judge, then the judge itself can voluntarily or based on justice deliberation meeting to recuse or withdraw him or her to examine the cases. And last but not least, and it is also important, the supervision by the honorary counsel of the Constitutional Court, what we call Majelis Kehormatan Mahkamah Konstitusi. So the entire election dispute resolution process is continuously monitored by the Honorary Council. This body has a function to investigate any reports or allegations of judicial bias to ensure that all judges remain impartial. So with this mechanism in place, the court ensures the public that regional election disputes are handled fairly and without bias.
Okay. And now I would like to invite Pak Himawan.
Okay.
So, sir, I would like to know, how do you assess the effectiveness of the dispute resolution system for the regional election with our constitutional court?
Well, we know that constitutional court have authority to make a decision, a dispute, a result of general election for local candidates. So we know that general election for local head is a three-step. Firstly, is administrative process. It is happening in a local. This handling by KPU. I mean, and then sometimes also dispute over there. This is, I said, this administrative review under executive review. And then we go on in footing process. And then we go on in calculating on counting process. So we have a two times dispute actually, yeah, in process and then in result. So we know that we should ensure that everything's gonna under rule of law. And then we democratic process. And then under rule of law again. So if you know the process from KPU is under rule of law. it should be regarding law. It should be legally. And then we go on in voting process. This is democratic. So there are some principles over there. It should be ensured happening over there. And then if the results will be sure, it will be bring to constitutional court. You know that's what Faisal already said. What happened in constitutional court? I think constitutional court will ensure the process of putting it under democratic principle. That's Steve. Okay.
So we can say that the constitutional court and also in processing the dispute for the religion election and maybe other election is always reaching the meaning of our democracy in Indonesia. And I have a question, is that is the system perfect or not? But please answer that after this one next song. We have Bari Lekuamahua featuring Seikoji with Tabula Rasa. Stay tuned in the morning talk by The Voice of Indonesia.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu serbendul di hujan peluru berhubung-hubung rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerba, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, segala badai ombak hidup lalu reda. That's why I'm grateful, yeah. Grace overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time, yeah.
Mengusir apa ternyata kau mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa,
hanya engkau yang kupuja.
Bari Lekuamahua featuring Seikoji with Tabula Rasa. It's not Indonesian, but it's from Latin for blank state. The idea that everybody, including you and I, were born empty of any mental content. So everything that we know comes from outside. And apparently in the debate about nature versus nurture. This one sides with nurture, but that's not, we are still talking in the morning talk. We are still talking about the Indonesian justice system related to the election dispute, still with Mr. Faiz from Constitutional Court and also Pak Himawan from the Association of Constitutional Law and Administrative Law Educators in East Java. So before the song, I intentionally asked the question, is our system perfect? But the question is not completed yet. Is our system has perfect already to be in line with our democratic system? I would like to have this question for Pak Himawan, and maybe Pak Faiz, if you have another opinion, can also answer that. So Pak Himawan, what is your opinion?
Okay, Steve, we know that election process is kindly regarding rule of law, the first lay. And then the process will be registration, campaigning period, voting days, and other. It is under rule of law. Should be completely rule of law. They said, I mean, this is process of democracy. But after this, we go on in voting and result, post-election, I mean. So, we know that many regulations already dated in Indonesia to govern the election process. But we know that election is not only based on regulation, but the awareness, the knowing of regulation, the culture of people is related to this process. So until now, I think we should review again the process, directly process of local head election, because we know some area also still have a problem with budgeting and then the culture of voting over there. So if we still and going on with the system, we should more campaign again about the participation election or administrative process. It should be under principle impartial, firstly, and in Bahasa Belanda, openbaarheid van bestuur, is opening administrative system. I think this should be make it in the future to make the process is better and better.
Okay, Pak Faiz, any opinion about this?
Yeah, the electoral system in Indonesia, we can say that it is one of the most complex in the world. Yeah, we have to acknowledge that. So with a large number of voters across Indonesia, and we have many election organizers involved, such as the General Election Commission, KPU, the Election Supervisory Agency, Bawaslu, even the Integrated Law Enforcement Center, what we call Gakumdu, the Honorary Council of Election Organizers, the KPP, the Constitutional Court, the Administrative Court, and other courts. So we can say the system certainly requires some improvement. But the most crucial aspect that need evaluation is how election process dispute can be resolved as quickly as possible, so that only fewer cases are brought before the Constitutional Court, because basically the court itself actually only responsible for handling regional election result dispute, not all election dispute. Because each organizer, they have their own function and authority. So we cannot bring all the cases before the Constitutional Court.
Yes,
the court served as the last bastion in the electoral dispute resolution process, but in resolved cases, it has to be done before they come to the Constitutional Court.
Yes.
Okay, so only for the election result, and also there are room for improvement. So with this, we both know, Pak Himawan and also Pak Faiz says there are room for improvement. So the final question is that, what is our joint commitment, both the Constitutional Court, the people, and also the legal practitioners across Indonesia, to make our democratic system more perfect? starting from Pak Himawan.
Okay. Venus says, we have a complicated system in Indonesia, rely on the election, head of election. Firstly, I think according to our constitution, we know that the election is not dated the direct election or indirect election. Firstly, so if we know the problem in implementation, we got many problem. Some ideas also proposed that we back to indirect election. It is it's already now also there, yeah, but I think it is, will be a backside. I think if we choose to through with the direct election. The secondly, we should have I think a different system in many local. So it is not the same, asymmetric. I mean, because the situation of local government is different. The culture, the fundraising to support the budgeting is different. So in to face the best way for the next election, I think we should spirited system according to the situation of local government, the culture, the budgeting for the election, and the situation of a population of local footer. I think it is different, better. We have three things that we can combine the system of election in local government.
So it's a little bit case by case to make sure that it is suitable with the situation. And also, Pak Faiz, what is your answer?
There are several key reforms and improvement that should be considered. I will just mention several of them. One is strengthening election management and oversight. This is a must. We have to enhance the independence, transparency, and professionalism of elections management bodies. We could also improve coordination between election organizers, because sometimes there is a misinformation or communication among the election management bodies itself. Second, we need to improve voter education and participation.
Yeah.
How to improve it? We have to strengthen civic education to increase public awareness about democratic values, voting rights, electoral integrity, including encourage higher voter participation, while we need to combat voter political disinformation. Another thing that we need to do is enhancing electoral integrity and reducing fraud or irregularities, because we need to implement stronger measures to prevent and penalize electoral fraud, vote buying, or we call it money politics and political corruption. Last but not least, we could also utilize technology for transparent election. Example, by using digital technology for voter registration, it is on vote counting or election monitoring to minimize fraud and human error. We have been implement what we call Sirekap, for example. And by implementing this reform, we hope that Indonesia's democracy and electoral system can become more transparent, fair, and efficient.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pak Himawan, and also Pak Faiz for joining us in the morning talk. And we wish that this improvement will happen and also bring a better democracy for Indonesia. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah. Pak Faiz, thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. All right, listener, that is our morning talk about the democracy and also the justice system in processing the election result dispute. And we wish that whoever that you are voting, not only in Indonesia but also in your place in your country, differences should not be a cause of conflict. So here is a song created by Radio Republik Indonesia to remind that Indonesia, despite being diverse, we are still one as one Indonesia. Here's Kita Indonesia Sesungguhnya.
Samudra tanda peristiwa untukku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta.
Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Aku dibesarkan oleh angin dan gelombang. Aku dibesarkan oleh api dan batu karang. Oleh sio sayangi,
rasa sayang badani. Yeah. Ayahku adalah sang matahari dan ibuku rembulan. Berdiri melangkah dan ku berlari merebut masa depan. Oleh si sayang ye, rasa sayang badani. Dan ibuku rembulan. Oh. Berdiri melangkah dan ku berlari merebut masa depan. Oleh si sayangi, rasa sayang badani.
And listener, if you do not want to miss great contents from The Voice of Indonesia, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And if you have something to say to us, please write down your comment and questions if you are using the application RRI Digital right below the video or audio players. And if you still have some more questions, you can also send it to our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. And after this one next song by Ekute with Only Love, you'll be listening to a story about something that you must watch in Bali, which is Kecak. Stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Menghilang dari masa laluku. Kamu, ya kamu, kau yang datang kembali mewarnai hidupku yang hampa dan sepi. Aku dan kamu menjadi satu dalam harmoni kisah cinta. Aku dan kamu
selamanya.
Nothing can keep us apart.
Selamanya.
Listeners, Bali is one of destinations in Indonesia with breathtaking natural view. In addition, Balinese dance, which is rich in local cultural values, becomes particular attraction, including Kecak Uluwatu dance. Listeners, that was the sound of Kecak dancers. Kecak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general, as stated by the head of Kecak Uluwatu Dance Studio, Mother Asta.
Kebetulan di beberapa tempat termasuk Gianyar.
Kecak dance can be found in some places in Bali, including Gianyar Ubud. Kecak is a unique dance. It uses mouth to produce the sound without any other instrument. This is the uniqueness. That's why foreign tourists are interested in Kecak performance.
Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order, as said by Igede Guzman Adi Gunawan, Balinese choreographer.
Kuncinya berada dalam suara perut.
The key is in the sound from stomach. There are rules named Chak 5, Chak 7, which become Chak 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 Chak. When they are combined, they become Chak 5, Chak 6, and Chak 7. If at least 60 people do it, it would become vocal combination, or locally known as Mecanditan Gitu, which means responding each other.
To add more beauty and attraction, Kecak dance presents the story of Ramayana. Igede Guzman added.
Pada awalnya, Cak itu bermula hanya duduk melingkar seperti
at first, ya. Kecak dancers only sat in circle, but now they also have choreography to add more beauty. For instance, when they want to make a cave or waves, they have choreography included in the story. The most common story is Ramayana.
Enjoying Kecak dance in Uluwatu, which is the most southern part of Bali, that presents exotic sea panorama and sunset view, makes Kecak dance an unforgettable moment. Mother Aster made the following statement.
When watching the dance performance, people can see temples, sunset, sea, and monkeys. So, it becomes a beautiful art.
Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu gives special impression to its audience. Three audiences of Kecak dance from Chile, South America, Sidoarjo, Indonesia, and Malaysia stated.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a great opportunity to see the cool terms and a beautiful with a lot of humor and nice dress. A beautiful, I like it very much. The sound, 70 men singing for the heaven and the gods. Oh, it's fantastic. I really appreciate it. It's fantastic. It's a beautiful place when you can see all the ocean, a beautiful sunset, a lot of monkeys for the trees, and it's a great opportunity to stay here.
Tarian keca dia campur mirip.
Kecak dance is quite different from other dances because it does not use musical instruments. But it is still good and entertaining. I can feel the dance along with the beautiful scenery. It's totally wonderful.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Setulus hatiku, ku ingin menggantikan dia yang pernah kau sayang.
Setulus hatiku, ku ingin menggantikan dia. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
I'm
listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. 1,300 joins clean tourism movement in Old Town Jakarta. Weather modification to prevent extreme rainfall in Jakarta. And here is the news in detail. Some 1,300 joint personnel, including the Minister of Tourism Widianto Putriwardana, carried out the clean tourism movement around the Old Town or Kota Tua, Jakarta on Sunday. Reported by Antara, the Minister of Tourism Widianto Putriwardana said the movement aimed to maintain comfort, cleanliness, and also improve the appeal of Indonesian tourism destinations, especially in Jakarta. The clean tourism movement included cleaning the destination from garbage while also providing supporting facilities and a community-based waste management system. Still from Jakarta, Jakarta Disaster Mitigation Agency or BPBD Jakarta, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency and related institutions carried out weather modification operation to anticipate extreme rain in Jakarta. The speaker of the weather modification operation, Michael Sitanggang in Jakarta, said there have been 5 sorties until Sunday, which used 4 tons of food-grade natrium chloride. Meanwhile, Acting Director of Weather Modification Management, Budi Harsoyo, said the weather modification is to reduce weather extremity and prevent flooding in the city. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and right at that 10 a.m. because I believe in Indonesia, people has been touching down at their offices and started working. I'd like to give everybody a rather nice touch of jazz from Indonesia. Maybe jazz and also some other related vibes. And the first one will be by Malik The Essentials with a song entitled Dia.
Temukan apa arti dibalik cerita. Hati ini terasa berbunga-bunga.